Hello and welcome to Three Strikes on the Anfield Wrap. I'm Harriet Pryor and I've got Paul Hogan, Josh Sexton and Sam Shetty with me today to talk about three topics that people are chatting about right now, debating about right now. We're going to get stuck into them. And the first one, we couldn't do a show without talking about Manchester United and everything that is happening there. So we're going to start with that and Ronaldo's comments in the last few days. I love that social media is just getting involved now. It's so Donald Trump. I'm so into it. So it's all changed. The public stance throughout this sort of transfer window has been that he's not for sale. He's part of the manager's plans. The new manager's come in. He gets on with Ronaldo. He wants him to be around. And now Ronaldo has commented on an Instagram post saying the media is telling lies. I have a notebook. And in the last few months of the 100 news stories I made, only 5 were right. Josh, what do you make of him sitting there with his notebook and noting down after training which stories are lies and which are true?
I really like the idea that like a little teenager, he's been scrapbooking in his room. Like he's on Tumblr, you know, finding some like edgy posts to stick into his scrapbook. It's just clearly a lie, isn't it? For a start, like Ronaldo is not personally sifting through hundreds of news articles to find out the right one. As you say, it's sort of like it's getting into tin hat territory for him, tinfoil hat territory. And it's all been so strange in that it feels like basically Ronaldo is telling Manchester United what he wants to do. And Manchester United are going, okay, well, that's fine. But what we want to do is you to behave better. Otherwise, you're going to terminate your contract. And he's turning around and going, well, I know.
Please
terminate my contract. Is exactly what I'm asking for. So it's a bit like that naughty kid in school who like wanted to be suspended. And the teacher's like, oh, if you keep doing that, we're going to suspend you. It's like, yeah, well, yeah, that's exactly what they want to do. He doesn't want to be in school. Cristiano Ronaldo doesn't want to be at Manchester United anymore. He's made that clear from, you know, basically the start of the transfer window now, or at least you know, coming up towards the start of the season, the start of pre-season. He doesn't want to be a Manchester United player. You know, he's consistently spoken about the idea of, you know, wanting Champions League football. Manchester United are clearly a club that can't offer that. The problem he obviously finds himself in is that there's no Champions League club who wants him, because he's toxic, and he's proven that once again that he's come back to Manchester United and he's been a toxic personality, and it continues to rumble on and cause massive issues for the club.